come in. I'm going to Camp David.
I seem hesitant here. You had asked the question of timing, and that was what I was sort of reviewing around in my mind.
Part of the problem here is that I think the more time goes on, the more the situation now for the present speaks to Rose. I think with Gray having gone now, and this stuff coming out, you know, everything, the kind of that shit-ass speculation that you got from Hirsch.
Right.
And is they going to run that story?
If we're doing everything, well, no, they can't. I mean, we're on that.
And Woodward had said he had it from Heinz for sources, too. What do you think he's got his from?
Well, Mr. President, there's so much floating around. Who knows? That's, you know, lawyers are involved, associates are involved. It's just that maze, which...
Let me say, we can have confidence so the president isn't involved.
Yes, sir.
We know that.
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
One poor son of a bitch isn't involved. But I've got not to be involved. You know that.
I know, but you not.
Boy, if John Dean, if he wants to play that line, I'm trying to.
He can't.
Say the president is involved in this thing, which his lawyers are saying this and that. I think maybe your point that he is not believable is, but we would have to move on and destroy it. You know,
of course.
So down there, this guy just suggested that you'd like to go there. No, can't they? No, you should go up there with me. Because it'd be like the other time that they did this stuff.
That's right. I think I think I would be better served. I'm pounding Ray pretty hard, and I've spent about an hour and a half with him. And
you got some of the points across that I
all of them about the higher standard, about the receptive. I told him those people who are interested in the presidency of the United States, the preservation of the presidency of the United States, Ray, he's willing to take responsibility, but he is not going to wallow in the ashes of self-piety, pity, atonement, because I said, the people who are interested in the presidency of the United States don't want that from the president.
No, sir.
They want him to be firm. They want him to take responsibility for things that have happened on his staff.
But they don't want him to say...
But they don't want to...
They don't want him to say, please forgive me, my people, for what I have done.
No, sir.
I cannot do it, and I won't do it.
No, and you shouldn't.
And if Ray is at that...
No, he's
maybe
not.
Maybe you've got to get him off the speech.
No, we're moving him, and I'm working on him now. That's why I say...
Very good. I mean, Hershenfeld had something. He did very good.
He can have something
written through. Well, Buchanan had those letters of resignation written and so forth.
That's all right. He didn't have a speech written.
No, sir. Now, one way to do this would be, and I mentioned this before, a good counterbalance, I think, and we could charge these guys, I'm getting Ray charged up, would be to have Buchanan and Ray, for once, work as a team.
Yeah.
And they may be a good counterbalance to one another. Do you see?
Have a work as a team.
Now, Ray's all hung up in what I'm pulling them out of, but I want to raise it because you're going to be thinking about this. He's going through the voluntary leave thing and so forth. I said, Ray, the time to stop thinking about that is when the president makes a decision. President has made the decision. It's voluntary leave.
And incidentally, let me say, everybody's going to say it isn't voluntary. She doesn't even worry about that. Shit, that doesn't make any difference whether I ordered it or left.
But then he gets into, well, the timing thing, which we were going through. I just want to get this out of my mind so you have it. The question we were just going over is, if it is voluntary leave, and when is the appropriate time for the statement of new tone, new direction, and so forth, accepting, you know, responsibility as we discussed in my business. Is that now, before the grand jury hands down, or at the time of the grand jury?
Later.
Excuse me?
I think we're going to have a second
thing at the time of the grand jury.
I think we've got to take two bites of this apple.
You do?
I do. I think we can indicate this at this point, that it's time for this and that and the other thing. But we've got to take two bites of the apple in terms of, as the grand jury moves, and I've got to get a new attorney general, for example. And I've got to do, I think I'm older and have something to eat over here. So I understand that you had a lot of time. I'll be right over and talk to hold the helicopter.
Steps so that this kind of thing will not happen again. importantly in the world is to be sure the people in this country have faith in the integrity not only of the president, but of the White House staff, of his staff. And that I can assure you that I have had confidence in my staff on that. I can assure you that only those who deserve that confidence will be in this White House as long as I am here. That's my responsibility. Because we have great things to do. We've got to move forward. The hopes of the whole world are here in this text for peace. We're going to meet with this, we're going to meet with that. And America can be strong militarily and strong economically, rich enough. But we must also be strong in our conscience and strong in our moral fiber. And that is also a responsibility of America. And I'm going to dedicate myself in these next 3.5 years not only to peace for prosperity and so forth, but above all to attempt to restore a new sense of integrity and decency in our political process. And the place to begin is here, right here. And I call upon members of both parties to join in doing that.
Bob and John do this tomorrow, would you release a letter? And is that along the line of the Buchanan letter?
They're working on it. They're going to work on the letter. I don't know. I told Bob, I don't know whether he goes in to see John. They talk to the lawyers by the time they get through. I don't know what the hell they're going to come up with. What will happen is that both will write. They'll write a letter to me, and they'll write a return letter, and they're going to bring them up. There's only the Camp David to me tomorrow to do it.
And then we would announce it tomorrow.
Yes.
Release it.
We would release it tomorrow.
And not Dean.
Not Dean. Dean himself.
I understand.
I'll tell you why we're doing that. I don't mark up Dean, and I don't see him again. And remember, he said, I'd like to talk to you about how to plead. Well, I have talked to, and I may ask you to carry a message to Garcia with our friend,
Peter.
Garment's the guy that's on the hammer there. I don't see him now. Peterson said that only he was the one that could talk to Dr. Dean about any kind of effect of and therefore that I would be interfering with the process that I was, and therefore there could be no discussion with me, and there could be no discussion with Carmen on that. And that I, the president, was left me, and therefore entirely with Peterson. Decisions in his own making. That's what Dean was trying to be. And Carmen should say that the president he's trying to treat everybody fairly here. And he's terribly hurting to see at all of the any of the things. John, you've got to, now that's your problem. But the way the letter would read to him would be different rather than having him, after they do it, may submit one himself. That's what he ought to do. But he probably won't do it. He probably figures that he can stay, but you know, it'll only be 24 hours. And the following morning, Monday morning, if I don't have something from him, see?
Yeah.
I may get a call from him, which I will not take. I'll have Garvin take it. And I'll say that I can't talk to him at the time because I'm working on a speech and it should be the guy to talk to him. And if he wants to submit something, let him submit it. But it runs in a different cycle that way.
Right.
What I'm going to do, if he doesn't submit something, what I would do would be, I hereby place you on leave. And I've asked my department to assume the duties of the council during their absence.
But we don't move on this until we hear from you. And
what happens on that? Well, of course, we kind of haven't gotten a call from everyone nailed down yet. They're all in an early meeting. for a while now, and come over to me. I'm late. I've got